If you're like many or even most households, you probably have a wireless router serving up your internet connection to a whole host of devices inside your house, from laptops and tablets and smartphones to DVRs, televisions, and maybe even thermostats. But have you done enough good housekeeping on your home network? Here's a quick set of questions. Number one, is your network properly secured? From my living room, I can pick up signals from 23 different wireless networks, and that's in a neighborhood of single-family homes. If there were townhomes, condos, or apartments nearby, that number could easily go much higher. 20 of those networks are password-protected, but 3 aren't. That's a 13% failure rate. Adding a password to your household network is free, easy, and essential. Number 2, does your network have a name that's unique but not too personal? Keeping the network name, something that's what came from the router in the first place, like Belkin or MyQuest, tells anyone nearby that you probably haven't done very much to protect your network or the computers on it. But giving it your own last name or street address is probably a little too personal. Remember, I can pick up nearly 24 networks just from my house. I don't know all the owners, and I don't necessarily need them knowing me. Name your network after something memorable for you, but not too obvious, like a favorite movie character or a vacation spot. Number 3, is your router still running on WEP security? Without getting into the technical details, you should use one of the WPA security options instead of WEP. They're newer and they're more secure. If your router is so old that it doesn't offer a WPA security option, it's time to go get a new one. Remember, WEP has been WIPED out. Number 4, have you plugged in a computer and checked the firmware for your router lately? It's easy to forget, but just like programs come out with updates, so too do the manufacturers update the internal programs that run hardware like your router. And those updates can make it run better and improve your security, so take a few minutes and check for a firmware update. The more wireless technology liberates our computers and other devices from their cords and cables, the more important it is to make sure we use them securely. I'm Brian Gongel. For more trends, tips, and technology, tune in to the WHO Radio Wise Guys, Saturdays on News Radio 1040 WHO, or online at whoradiowiseguys.com.